Well, you can support Ozark's Food Harvest and all the good work that they do at the annual Apron Fashion Show and Silent Auction at T-Bar and Bites Bakery and Cafe. That's at the corner of Pickwick and Cherry here in Springfield, 621 South Pickwick, to be exact. And here to talk about that are Colleen Smith from T-Bar and Bites and Sarah Relke from Ozark's Food Harvest. Now, this is, how many years have you been doing this?
This is our sixth year for the event.
Boy, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. I was gonna guess four, but...
But then it feels longer, because it was a concept I had for a long time before it came into fruition. Yes.
You've been thinking about this for...
Yes.
Why apron? Well, of course, you're in the restaurant business, so yeah. I was going to say why aprons, but it's kind of an obvious...
Well, we love aprons at T-Bar and Bites. It's kind of one of our signature clothing items there. All the servers, they have their favorites. A lot of customers will bring them in and share them with us. So they come in the morning, pick out their favorite apron to go with their clothing. And, you know, just the history of aprons, what it symbolizes to us. It's mom, comfort foods, family, love. It goes way back in the old days when that was to use to cover their clothing.
We are, of course, talking about aprons that have... that are either of a historic vintage in some cases or have been handcrafted as art items, really.
Exactly, yes. Many of them are art items. We have some that are donated by this lovely woman named Ann Dent, and she just loves to sew, and she brought us stacks of them that are hand-stitched, cross-stitched. She brought in tea towels that are hand-stitched. They're just beautiful.
Now, do your folks actually use these aprons that come in this way, or are these set aside specifically for the auction every year?
Yes, they're set aside for the auction every year. And
you wouldn't dare get tomato sauce on these things.
Oh, no. But then I always end up with several myself that I bid on, and then we disperse them through the restaurant.
So they do eventually get used in the restaurant.
Oh, they do.
Some of them do, yes.
But,
otherwise, people could put a frame around them and hang them up.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, they are little pieces of art.
All right, the auction, the fashion show, and of course, you have to show them off, so you have to have a fashion show and then a silent auction for them, is next Thursday the 19th. It is from 7 to 9 p.m. at T-Bar and Bites with fashion, food, and wine. You also have other silent auction merchandise that's been... donated from various local shops and other restaurants. What do you have?
Yes,
we do. We have a lot of things this year, a lot of baskets, Tie and Timber, Mama Jeans, The Date Lady, 5 Pound Apparel, Baker Creek, Coffee Ethic, a lot of local businesses we've worked with to get these donations this year. So there's a lot of really nice donations that we're looking forward to bidding and selling this year.
Now, how many aprons will be up for bid? And on display in the fashion show part of the evening.
They're still coming in as we speak.
Okay.
I think we have about 20 or 30 right now.
But you will expect
we will still accept them.
Well, like last year, for example, how many did you end up with total?
I think close to 40. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of aprons last year. It was great.
Now, this entire event is designed to benefit Ozark's Food Harvest. What are the criteria for bidding? I mean, are there some that you automatically started a higher bid than others? And you know, what kind of bids do you typically get for these things?
Well, it depends on the aprons. So the handmade aprons like Ann Dent creates, they're really, really nice, and she puts a lot of time and love into them. So
Right. Those
go for a little bit higher. And some aprons also have a tea towel paired with them or some little utensils, like things you can use in the kitchen. So those go for a little bit higher, maybe starting at $12 or $13, while our vintage aprons will start a little bit lower, like $10.
Is bidding typically very energetic during these shows?
It can be, yes. We've had people, you know, bidding against each other, too.
There you go.
Yes. Gets exciting.
You don't take phone bids during the
no,
evening.
No, we've talked about it, but it might be a little difficult to pull that one off.
You'd probably have to have an earlier deadline for getting all the entries in and then put them up on the website and
Right. Let
people do it. But, yeah, it's actually more fun to have everybody there in the room. And Well, I'd like Sarah to talk a bit about Ozarks Food Harvest for just a moment and what kind of services they provide and so why fundraisers like this are so important to that organization.
Well, we really love working with community partners throughout the year, and especially this month, it's Hunger Action Month. So it's just a month that raises awareness about hunger in the area and raises food and funds as well. So we are the Food Bank of Southwest Missouri, and we serve 270 nonprofits across 28 Southwest Missouri counties. Each year, we serve about 261,000 individuals, and last year, we provided 18.3 million meals.
That's kind of mind-boggling.
It is. And we also have, one in five children and one in seven adults in the Ozarks are food insecure, and that means they aren't sure where their next meal will come from.
Yeah,
and we're always working to reduce that. But to do that, we need help from community partners and fundraisers as well.
Now, of course, you have the various donated items as well as the aprons and things going up for auction. But there is an admission price. You don't get in the door for anything just for free for this. You buy tickets for $30, and they are available. Are they available at T-Bar and
yes,
Bites?
Yes, they will be available there.
And
yes,
they're available online at the Ozark Food Harvest website as well?
Yes. We have a website for this specifically. It's bit.ly/apron2019.
Okay. So apron2019, all one word, bit.ly/apron2019, and you can purchase tickets online there. And again, they are $30 for the sixth annual T-Bar and Bites apron. I keep wanting to say April because APR, apron fashion show and silent auction. It is Thursday, September 19th, and will be a two-hour affair from 7 to 9 p.m. at T-Bar and Bites Bakery and Cafe at Pickwick and Cherry, 621 South Pickwick. You can also call 865-3411 for information. Can you order tickets from that number, or should people be calling T-Bar and Bites?
I would say to call T-Bar if you're interested in getting
yes.
tickets, but it's also available on the website. You can also buy tickets at the door when you arrive at the
okay.
event.
And our number is 866-7500.
Right, 866-7500 for T-Bar and Bites.
Yes.
And tbarandbites.com. But really, your best bet is probably going to be to go to bit.ly/apron2019. You can go online to order the tickets. And, of course, you can also find out a great deal about Ozarks Food Harvest and the astounding amount of work they do in this area, which suffers from far more meal insecurity, food insecurity, and just plain hunger than I think probably anybody would care to admit.
Right. And that's why we chose Ozark Food Harvest. We were trying to, think of a charity that we could help. And Ozark Food Harvest, helps so many people.
Yes.
And that's why we chose Ozark Food Harvest.
Well, all right. That is Sarah Relke from Ozark's Food Harvest. And you just heard Colleen Smith from T-Bar and Bites Bakery and Cafe. And that's next Thursday evening for the annual apron fashion show and silent auction to benefit Ozarks Food Harvest. Go to bit.ly/apron2019 or call 865-3411 or call 866-7500 or buy your tickets at the door. They'll be $30 any way that you purchase them. Thanks for being here this morning. Appreciate
thanks,
it. Hope we can get some business stirred up for you
yes,
for
that would be wonderful
next Thursday.
You. Thanks
by the way, before you go, though, I want to have you talk a little bit about your, every month T-Bar and Bites displays artwork by a local or area artist.
Yes, we do.
And this month, you have an opening reception, in fact, tonight from 5:30 to 7 for Sherry Davis, who has a business in town called Murals by Sherry L. Davis, LLC, who does murals and wall art for home or business as well. What can you tell me about her?
Oh, she's fantastic. It's an animal theme in the cafe. They are fabulous. I hope everyone comes by and checks it out. She is so talented. And she can commission your pet and, paint your pet.
Or you can commission her to paint your pet.
Right,
yeah, right
yes.
Yeah.
There's many great hand-painted paintings of the different animals, foxes, sheep, lambs. And then she has a great selection of their cutout animals, like a rooster, a cow. Mm-hmm. And they'd be so cute in either, you know, like a child's room or I can see the rooster hanging in my kitchen. They're really right. Wonderful.
And these pieces that come in every month from the featured artists, those are all for sale?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Of course, do they have to stay up on the walls a particular length of time?
We ask that they stay up until the end of the exhibit, yes. So
you can buy it, but you can't have it until we're done with them.
Right, exactly.
Well, that is, again, at T-Bar and Bites Bakery and Cafe at 621 South Pickwick, and that reception for Sherry Davis and her murals and paintings tonight from 5:30 to 7. You can call 866-7500 or visit T-Bar and Bites Facebook page or their website, tbarandbites.com, for information.
Yes. Thanks,
all right.
Randy.
Thank you.